fine looking right now are the Calgary Flames, who continue to be the surprise of the Western Conference. They have won three in a row again, defeating the San Jose Sharks last night, and now sit in second place in the Pacific Division, tied with San Jose, but they do have one more regulation win, so they're in second. Sharks are in third. Vancouver is 2 points back, albeit with three games in hand in the tight Pacific Division. And the Flames, more importantly for the fans, they got now a six-point lead on ninth place Colorado, who would obviously be a crossover to get into the postseason. We'll see if they can hold on as we go around the NHL. Brought to you by CycleWorks. They're competing in the 12-hour Numbum UTV ice race out at Sandy Beach on February 14th and 15th on the all-new 110-horsepower Polaris. Check it out. CycleWorks.com. George Johnson from the Calgary Herald joins us. George, how are you?
Hell, surviving, thanks.
George, the Flames, most people expect that eventually they're going to slow down, but they just continue to find ways to win.
Yeah, if you told any of us that this was going to happen and we said that we believed it, you could have taken a polygraph on any of us. I defy the person in this town or outside of it to say that they would be nine games over 500 and sitting in fifth place in the conference and second in the division at this point. So, yeah, you got to give them credit. They just, every time you think they're going to go for a stumble, and this is with a seven-game losing streak that they struggled through at one point. So, it's certainly a nice change of pace here, I can tell you that.
Well, George, I'll give my mea culpa as well. I suggested at the start of the year that the Flames were likely the only team the Oilers would be able to surpass in the Western Conference, and that's not going to happen. Lots of reasons why when something like this happens. Bob Hartley clearly has done a masterful job handling and utilizing the players he's got. Terrific defenseman, Giordano. It's just been a pleasant surprise, but when you dissect the team, what's been the biggest difference from what you thought you were going to get and what you're seeing?
Well, I think the development of the kids. I mean, Gaudreau's come in, Johnny Gaudreau, and I mean, the guy's made of pipe cleaners. I mean, you go in the dressing room and you figure, you know, he should be cleaning up the towels or picking up the underwear or whatever. He's an amazing little player. And I think he's far outstripped what any of us thought that he could do, even the people that had a great deal of optimism for him. I think the balanced scoring obviously has been better than we thought it was going to be. We looked at this team and we thought, where are they going to get goals from? Mm-hmm. And they got more goals in the third period than any team in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, that's been astounding. I don't think we're surprised by Giordano. I think we're surprised that Giordano and Brody could continue to play as well together as they have, mm-hmm. Up until this point. The goaltending's been pretty good. And you know, it sounds goofy, but they believe. You go down there and the way they talk, their body language, the attitude, they think they can go out and compete. And we were all ready to give them all CAT scans at the beginning of the year, but it turns out they're the smart ones and we're the dumb ones.
George Johnson, join us. George, what's the update on Glenn Cross?
He was practicing full-time today. I don't think that you're going to see him tomorrow night when the Pittsburgh Penguins are in, but he is close, and I would think when they go on that abbreviated two-game trip next week to L.A. and San Jose that he should be ready to go.
Now, do you think he re-signs? Is he going to test free agency? What's your thought?
It's interesting because, I mean, they've done a lot of this year without Curtis Glencross, who was supposed to be a key piece of the puzzle. I'm really at a loss as to what they're going to do with him. I think they would like to re-sign him, but I mean, they've got a good thing going right now, and it's going to depend on the terms and the dollars that I think that he's going to want, because he has been injury bitten for a couple of years now, and like I said, the guys that have come in and the young depth that they have in this organization now is certainly far better than it's been for, a decade. So it will be interesting to see what they do with them.
Georgia, we're getting to the point in the season, well, in Edmonton, we're getting to the point of the season that the playoffs are long done. But in Calgary, is there any thought or has Treliving given any indication as to what he might do? The Flames are in a position to maybe add players as opposed to be bottom feeder sellers. Which way is it going to go?
Again, that's, Robin, that's a good question. It's a tough read because they like what they've got right here. I mean, when Mike Richards was pitched to Manchester, everybody jumped around here and said, oh, they're going to get Mike Richards just because they've got cap space. Well, just because you've got cap space doesn't mean you want to add a player that's going to cost you a lot of money and might mess with your chemistry. So I think that he'll certainly be looking, but I don't know whether he'll be that active because, as I said, they like what they've got here. They like a lot of the pieces that they have down in Adirondack, which will next year be in California, of course. And so I'm not sold on the fact that they will go out and buy. I think they'll certainly, phone and kick some tires and stuff. But unless it's right, like I say, I think that unless they go in the tank between now and the trade deadline in March, I just don't see them actually doing that much.
Is that a smart move? I know last year they didn't deal away Mike Camilleri, ended up losing him for nothing, right? Yep. And obviously they feel, hey, it didn't hurt us. I know Brian Burke feels like he doesn't want to send the message that they're giving up by any stretch. So Glenn Cross, the fact that they're winning without him, though, does that change it? Do you think that they might move him because they're like, well, we've won without him. We don't necessarily need him.
I think that that is a definite, I think that's something that they'll look at. But again, here's a guy that's been hurt an awful lot of the year, and when he's healthy, he can play. When he plays truculent, he's very, very effective. But it's going to depend on what, as you say, this is a guy coming up on a contract, and do you really want to give up a guy that's habitually hurt? So I think they'll certainly get some calls, and I'm certainly they'll have some discussions, but whether or not they move them, I don't know.
George, on that front, as you know, fans in Edmonton, with as miserable as it's been around here, every time a player's on waivers, time a player's in the news, should the Oilers go get him? Well, Evander Kane in his tracksuit are having a tough time in Winnipeg, and you have room, and he's a good player, and he's a young man. He's not the first young man who's acted in a way the team didn't appreciate. Yep. Would a guy like Evander Kane, if he's offered up, be any kind of fit, because you did mention chemistry and it matters, with a team like the Flames?
Well, and again, that's your delicate balance. They've got a really good thing going here in the sense that, the young guys have come in and Colburn and Brody and Gaudreau and Monahan and these guys have come in and they've revitalized what was, as Robin can tell you, was a pretty dead, dull, old room for a lot of years. And, they've given a lot of the veteran guys, a new lease on life. Giordano said, it's just great coming into the room now because these guys don't know any better. They just go out and play. They don't worry about ramifications. They don't worry about 5 years with no playoffs. They don't worry about any of that stuff. So I would think they'd have to be really careful with whatever piece that they brought in because if someone's offering you a piece, it's either because they can't afford them or because they've had some problems with them. And it's like I say, it's a very kind of a delicate thing here right now because they've got a mojo going that I don't think that they want to mess with.
George, it's going to be interesting to see if the Flames can continue this and get into the postseason.
We keep shaking our heads, but they keep making us look like a bunch of yo-yos. So I guess we'll see.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.